This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pakistan expressed its willingness to work with Iran on quote-unquote all issues in a call between their foreign ministers on Friday after both countries exchanged drone and missile strikes. The tit-for-tat strikes have raised alarm about wider instability in the Middle East since the war between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas erupted on October 7th. Israel's government appears to be at odds with Washington, its biggest backer, over the establishment of a Palestinian state. Reuters correspondent Laila Shakrashani reports.
The U.S. State Department pushed for the formation of a Palestinian state on Thursday. Spokesperson Matthew Miller said Israel had an opportunity right now as countries in the region are ready to provide security assurances to Tel Aviv.
We do believe that this conflict, as all conflicts do, will end at some point and that there needs to be a political path forward for the establishment of a Palestinian state. That is the only way not just to answer the legitimate hopes, dreams, aspirations of the Palestinian people, but it is also, and this is critical, the only way to provide lasting security for the Israeli people.
Miller was speaking after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Washington he objected to any Palestinian statehood that did not assure Israel's security.
Reuters correspondent Laila Shakrashahi. The head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees said on Friday there was widespread hunger and anxiety about the future among Palestinians in the Gaza Strip amid the Israeli offensive.
They seem to be in a kind of automatic survival mode. They look exhausted. They cannot really sleep. It's cold. You are in the street. You have drones. You have bombardment.
UNRWA Commissioner General Philip Lazzarini. This is VOA News.